gift-giving traditions. In all alternative gift-giving, the emphasis is on helping needy people and on building relationships, not on stuff. Here's an example of alternative giving from Nancy Matthews, Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. She says, I was delighted to hear a comment made by CBC's Metro Morning radio program host. When asked if he'd finished his Christmas shopping yet, he explained that he was making charitable donations instead of giving regular gifts to family and friends. We too have been giving alternative gifts for the past few years. We've adopted a polar bear for one family through the World Wildlife Fund, bought a piece of the Trans-Canada Trail for another, made a donation to Amnesty International for a brother and his wife who are keen volunteers, and even adopted an acre of rainforest for a niece who likes real estate. Some charities, though, are especially close to our heart. So we'll also be calling Habitat for Humanity, plus our local food bank, shelters, and soup kitchens to make donations in the name of our friends and relatives this Christmas. Then all of these agencies will send cards to the recipients telling them of our gift in their honor. It's so easy and it feels so good. Of course, not everyone understands what we're doing or why, but overall it's been a very freeing decision. It's wonderful not being part of the celebration of Christmas. We're not just exchanging things with others who already have an abundance of material goods. Instead, our money goes where it can have a real benefit. Giving like this also helps our family focus on what we're celebrating, Christ's birth. Mostly for Kids, a modest, fun treasure hunt gift exchange idea from Meg Cox. Celebrate the real spirit of Christmas by limiting the number of gifts each child receives to 3, the number Jesus received. But make a game of finding them. Put clues instead of presents under the tree, and have the whole family follow each person around as they solve clues and find their gifts. Likewise, giving a child just one large gift or a couple of smaller gifts for a birthday will be really fun by making it a treasure hunt. This also works for adults. A Christmas Haiku by 89-year-old Virginia Wright of Groveland, Massachusetts. A haiku is a 3-line poem of 5, 7, and 5 syllables. Give some of yourself, a favor or spend some time, visit or errand. A chore or phone call, a note with cartoons inside, thank those who serve you. Joke gifts and verses, home-baked or handcraft ones, no thought of the cost. Recycled paper, ribbons beautify, enhance, they show that you care. Bring light to darkness, hope through music and stories, spread love and respect.